Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text of the gospel lesson, one of the many parables in Matthew. I wish he told fewer of them, but some of them are harder to figure out than others. So this is the parable of the sower. So you got three things involved here. You got a sower, you got seed, and you got ground. The sower, he goes out and he does his thing. It's not like you see the mechanical stuff done now where it goes through the field and automatically puts it in one place. The deal then was basically he took it by hand and just cast it out. He had the bag of seed, he took it, he threw it wherever he could and went away to see what would happen later. So he did his job. The sower was the one who moved the stuff from the container to the ground where it could do something. He did what had to be done. Without him, there wouldn't be anything. So he's the first part. He went out to sow seed. He had the seed, he had the place to do it, and he went and did it. The second part is the seed. The seed doesn't change from one position to the other. No matter where it winds up, the seed is the same. The seed has the power to grow and do something. It doesn't change. It's just as strong in the bag as out, but it doesn't matter until it hits the ground. So the seed is what's going to produce the plant. The seed is what's going to make life happen, and it's got the life within it. Then the third part's the ground. You need to find several different types of ground, but all of them, except for one, are a problem for the seed. Most of them, the seed goes, and it does grow some, but not well. And then in the end, he finds the good ground, and it does really well. So where do we find ourselves? Are we sowers? Are we seed? Are we ground? The ground is the thing that seems to make the difference. Everything else, you can't do anything about, but the ground does make the difference. My lovely garden, which grows more rocks and weeds than it does anything else, all I'm doing is feeding the deer. And I got a couple of them I'd like to get rid of, but that ain't going to happen either. So some of this stuff is growing, even in the lousy ground that I've got, the plants I put in there, some of them are actually growing, some. Not all of them, not as many as I'd like to have. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word that brings that which God wants people to know and to live with. It brings life. So the seed is something that God provides. The seed's the same everywhere. The seed also has the possibility of bringing life, but wherever it lands makes the difference of what happens to it. If it lands in the thorns, well, maybe it grows a little bit, then it chokes it out. If it lands in the stone, it grows a little bit more, but it doesn't have any root to it, any stem, anything to hold it in the sun. And when the rain comes, and even when the wind comes, it can't hold itself because it doesn't have the root to it, so it doesn't make it. Finally, it winds up on good ground. Good ground. Stuff without weeds, without rocks, without thorns. And it actually produces. When you had biology in high school, they taught you about how seeds work. That the life part of the seed is inside the kernel. That once you put it in the ground, if it's warm enough and it's wet enough and it's the right time, the seed will burst open and will make a plant. The seed will then grow and it will provide whatever it is you planted. In my case, not so much. Oh, well, you know, not everybody has as rotten a garden as I do, but a lot of people do, because around here the soil isn't too great. You try, just because you figure, well, maybe this is the year that it'll actually work. Some years it has. I don't think this is the one. Lots of weeds, lots of rocks, not so much anything else. John's trying to grow beans. I'm trying to grow beans, and neither one of us are getting anywhere. Every time one of them comes up, the deer come and eat the top off. My wife says, well, put cayenne pepper on it, so once they get a burn on the nose, maybe they won't come back. I don't think I got enough pepper. to discourage them. I'll try it. Can't hurt. They're even eating the tomatoes, and they don't usually bother with them. But the seeds have done something. They're growing. They're making something happen. They're making something there. The seeds are what we get to understand what God wants us to know. The seed comes from the Word. The Word lets us understand what it is that we're to believe. What we believe is that God loves us and cares for us and will give us eternal life if we hang in to the end. But we have to get there. And that's where we're the ground. We're supporting the growth. And we make it happen. Without the ground, nothing happens. Without us, nothing happens here. We do what we can to protect the seed and also to make it grow. We use word, we use sacrament. They're the two things that we have that makes things happen. They're both things where the Holy Spirit comes and does his thing. That's where he's active. That's where he makes things happen. So the sower went out to sow seed. Some did, some didn't. But at the end, some grew and produced 100-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold. Some produced because it fell on good ground. What kind of ground are we? Lord, be with us. Grant us his Spirit. Amen.